It was 30 years ago that I was putting the finishing touches on my undergraduate thesis. So, what was I writing about? The human drama of Central American women from El Salvador who were refugees in Long Island, New York. Thousands of them. That was 30 years ago, people. How can we suddenly, 30 years later, have a media and a society and a government that basically says, "Oh my God! Refugees from Central America! Where did that come from? And they're bringing a crisis to our doorstep!" Since then, our country has hit another low point, calling these children invaders, a horde, and a surge. They're not insects or soldiers, people. Central America is part of us. Our worlds are so linked, it's like steel rods running up and down from Postville, Iowa, to Panama. And American soldiers have been on those lands for more than 100 years. U.S. interventions in wars created refugees, some of who were given status here but then deported, whose children or grandchildren then came back to El Norte in search of family or safety. These are not aliens who just decided to come north to some strange land. They know this land because the USA has been there, done that in their countries. No, the ties that bind us run deep. And although the headlines are gone and the media has moved on, we know these migrants will keep coming. The policies of this country have deep and far-reaching impact. So, no, it's not a surprise that we have child refugees now from Iraq and Somalia. The ties that bind us to them might be more recent, but these are the ties of a small world where children don't see borders in the U.S., but only hope. And I thought we were the kind of country that used to give it.